Essay, Happy New Year Again by Tang Yingzheng. In Singapore, I celebrate two New Years every year. The first is on the 1st of January, or New Year's Day. Most people have a nice meal with their family and friends. All over the island, there are countdown events with live music, other performances, and fireworks. The second New Year is Chinese New Year. It goes by the lunar calendar, so the date is different every year. This year, it falls on the 31st of January. According to tradition, Chinese New Year lasts for 15 days, with each day having a different significance. In Singapore, only the first two days are national holidays. Other areas with a majority Chinese population, such as Hong Kong, Taiwan, and mainland China, get between 3 and 7 days off work and school. The most important Chinese New Year tradition takes place before the actual New Year. On the eve, families gather for the reunion dinner or lunch, depending on what time you have it. As the name suggests, every member of the family should be present, so even those working or studying overseas make an effort to be home. Preparing for the Chinese New Year is no easy feat. The most laborious task is spring cleaning the entire home. Windows are wiped, the most obscure corners are cleaned, and people try to get rid of the clutter that has built up over the past year. Cleaning is not just about making our home spick and span for relatives and friends who visit. It's a psychological detox of sorts, as we bid farewell to the frustrations of the past year and get ready for a fresh start. A fresh start also involves a fair bit of shopping for home decorations, usually in red, festive plants like the pussy willow and mandarin orange, and new clothes and shoes. Oh, and the food! Chinese New Year would not be the same without its characteristic treats. In Singapore, the top favourites include bak kwa, well-seasoned slices of pork which are grilled over charcoal and then dried, pineapple tarts, crispy egg rolls and kui bangit, crumbly coconut milk cookies. The list goes on and on and on. Some people queue for hours just to get their hands on the delicacies from famous shops. Like many other Chinese Singaporeans, I don't feel like the year has properly started until I've celebrated Chinese New Year. Perhaps it's because Chinese New Year involves so much preparation. There are also more customs associated with it than New Year's Day. As taxing as it may be, I feel blessed to have two New Years to celebrate. Besides, I get a second chance at making New Year's resolutions and sticking to them.